Unit 11. Charity. Reading 1. Social Enterprise. Tom's Shoes gives one pair of shoes to a needy child whenever you buy a pair for yourself. Why are they doing this? The role of business is to maximize profit. The goal of charity is to collect donations and use them to solve problems. So when Tom sells consumer goods and works to solve problems, is it a business or a charity? In fact, it is a new kind of hybrid company called a social enterprise. A social enterprise is an organization that applies business principles to solve social problems. This gives social enterprises several advantages over traditional charity. First, they often enlist disadvantaged people as partners instead of recipients. Second, they focus on the creation of better social conditions, not just immediate relief. Third, they tend to be more efficient than charities because they need to compete. Finally, social enterprises are less affected by economic downturns than charities because they don't rely on donations. Not all social enterprises follow Tom's basic sell one, give one social mission. Grayston Bakery sells delicious brownies, but it only gives jobs to people who have employment problems such as a criminal record. Seventh Generation sells cleaning products and cosmetics, but uses no toxic chemicals. Social enterprises can help with healthcare, food, the environment, education, and so much more. Social enterprises may be able to reform charity and capitalism at the same time. Furthermore, social enterprise represents some of the most creative thinking about new ways of doing business and tackling long-standing problems. These innovative solutions may in time become standard practice, even for old established companies and charities. Reading 2. Slacktivism. Sarah plays a quiz game on a website after school. With every right answer, she donates 10 grains of rice to hungry people. Mark snaps a photo of his food at a restaurant and posts it to his SNS. By sharing his food photos, he provides lunchboxes to South African children. These are examples of a new kind of charity some critics call slacktivism, a combination of slacker or lazy person plus activism. What is slacktivism? And why does it make some people unhappy? Slacktivism refers to small actions taken to raise awareness for a cause, such as signing an online petition or liking a Facebook page, that involve little time, effort, or money. For example, Feedy is a food-sharing SNS that made partnerships with some restaurants. If users post photos from these restaurants, the restaurants donate free lunches. Websites like Free Rice let you study a variety of subjects. Their ad revenues are used to provide rice to the United Nations World Food Program. Even though Feedy has donated hundreds of lunches and Free Rice has contributed billions of grains of rice, not all people are happy about slacktivism. Critics worry that people aren't donating to or volunteering for charity because they already feel better, even though they're not making any serious effort to solve major problems. Will slacktivism replace traditional charities? Or can they exist side by side? Technology changes everything, including charity. But hardships take resources to solve. When you consider using a slacktivist tool, ask yourself if you are doing your best to solve the problem, or just making yourself feel content.